Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. In the world, there are 1.5 billion people who have problems hearing. And in 25 years, it'll go up by another billion.
What did you say? Just kidding. That's a lot of people, and Norbert, that may be us soon. Makes me think of a new study that won't help hearing loss that results from age, but it could reverse genetic causes of it.
The research worked with mice and focused on a gene mutation in SPNS2. The mutation changes the flow of chemicals into auditory sensing cells, which is key to hearing.
We hear when sound waves enter the ear canal and cause the eardrum to vibrate. The vibrations are amplified by three small bones in the middle ear and stimulate the fluid-filled inner ear. Waves move tiny hairs on sensory cells, and this mechanical action causes chemicals to flow into these cells and generate electrical signals.
The mutation disrupted the last part of this process and caused progressive hearing loss in the mice. But when the SPNS2 mutation was reversed, the mice could hear again.
They introduce into mice a functional SPNS2 gene with a controllable switch they could turn on at different times as the mice aged. They found that hearing loss was mostly reversible in young mice, but less so as the mice aged.
This confirms gene therapy may be a viable way to reverse even other genetic causes of hearing problems. Since more than half of hearing loss in babies is from gene mutations, the study could be a pathway for finding other gene-focused therapies.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.